Welcome to the NLP bonus. In this, we're going to be looking at making good decisions. Now, we all make good decisions and we all make bad decisions sometimes. And the better we get at making good decisions, because when we're spotting more opportunities, creating more opportunities, and taking more opportunities, if we get better at filtering the differences between good and bad decisions and making more good decisions, then we're going to make more good decisions because of all of the extra opportunities that we start to see and that we take. Now, we've looked at submodalities in the NLP Introduction to Submodalities, Representational Systems and Predicates. Submodalities, as we know, are the difference in the way that we represent information to us. So, for example, we can see something in the real world, then later on we can remember what we saw. And the way that we remember something that we saw is by making an image in our mind's eye. And that image can be big and bright and colorful, or it can be black and white and blurry and out of focus. It can be many different things. These are the submodalities. It can be a moving set of images. It can just be a still image. It can be three-dimensional. It can be bright and vivid in color. It can be bold and crisp. It can be blurry. It can be out of focus. It can be black and white. It can be long way off in the distance. And the same with the sounds, our internal dialogue. This can be a whining, nagging internal dialogue, or it can be an excited and motivating internal dialogue. It can be a number of different things. It can be high in pitch, it can be fast in tempo, it can be slow. The tonality of it can be pleasing and pleasant, it can be uniform in pitch, in rhythm. There's a whole number of different variables. And these are what we want to look at and listen to and feel for really closely and carefully when we think about the different decisions that we've made. Now, if you think about a decision that you've made, a really good decision, you have to do a number of things. You have to either, or a combination of, make an image in your mind or moving images, and hear in your mind an internal dialogue or sounds that were happening at the time. And you'll get a feeling in your body because of that. These are the ways we think. We think with images and we think with sounds and we have feelings primarily because of the images that we make in our mind's eye and the way that we talk to ourselves. So if I ask you right now, think of something that was a really good decision. Think of something that you're so happy that you made the decision to do. Now, not everyone makes really clear images in their mind. Maybe they're slightly out of focus and they're blurry and they're better in the audio domain, so they're good at talking to themselves. But we all make images and we all talk to ourselves, because some people make pictures and they're not aware of their internal dialogue. And it can come as quite a revelation to some people that they have a critical internal dialogue nagging and criticizing them when they weren't really even aware of it. And if you have your own personal hypnotist inside your mind that criticizes and nags you and puts you down all the time, and you're not even really aware of it going on, then that's a powerfully influential thing in a bad way. A much more positive thing would be to have an excited, motivating internal dialogue. And the same with the images. Successful images of the way that you see yourself. A successful person, a good self-image. So the first thing we're going to do is to examine the difference between a good decision and a bad decision. So, I want you to take a piece of paper and we're going to write down all of the differences in the submodalities between a good decision and a bad decision. So, I need to get out a piece of paper and make three columns, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. And we're going to, first of all, look at the good decision. So I want you to think of something that was a really good decision, a decision that you made that you're very happy with, that you made that decision. And I want you to look at the way that you represent that as an image in your mind and internal dialogue and sounds, and also the feelings. On this piece of paper, you're going to note down whether it's a color image or a black and white image, whether it's an image or a moving pictures, like a movie. You're also going to note down where the location of the image is. Is it in front of you, off to the left, up to the right, down to one side? How close does it appear to be to you? How big does the image appear to be to you? Is it clear, sharp, and in focus, or is it blurry and fuzzy? What is the shape of the image? Is it panoramic and all around you, or is it in a rectangle or square in front of you? Does it have a solid border, or does it blur and fuzz out towards the edges? To make a note of all the visual distinctions when you think about a decision that was a really good decision. Then we're going to move on and look at the tonality of internal dialogue that you're using. Is it louder in one ear than the other, or is it equally balanced? Does it sound like it's a voice coming at you, or a voice inside your mind? Is it motivated, excited tonality, or is it slow, lethargic tonality? Is it a confident-sounding voice or an excited-sounding voice? Really, we want to niche it right down to the pitch and the tempo, the speed that you're talking at, the rhythm that you're talking with. These are the actual submodalities. So we want to write down all these different distinctions in the way that you use your internal dialogue, or any sounds that may be present, because maybe when you're visualizing this good decision, you're right there and you can hear what you heard when you were in that situation. And again, the feelings. So where does the feeling start in your body? Where does it move to? Is it a warm sensation, a cool sensation? How fast does it move? Is it pulsing? Is it a tingling? Write down all the differences that you can notice when you pay attention to the feeling that you have when you think about a good decision. So what you'll end up with is a piece of paper with a list of submodalities for the visual. Are you in the image, seeing the world the way you would see it, or do you see yourself? You're going to have all of the auditory submodalities, the way it sounds, and, of course, the feelings. Next, I want you then to think of a bad decision. A decision that really was something that, okay, you've moved on from that now, and where you are now is where you are because of everything that's happened, but it was still something that you do not want to repeat, never want to do again, a bad decision that you made. And again, I want you to look at all the submodalities in the visual, auditory, and the kinesthetic. So we might find that the good decision was a color image. It was a movie, not a still image. It was bold, bright, vivid, detailed image. Whereas the poor decision was black and white, and it was a still picture, much smaller and further off in the distance. It was fuzzy and difficult to clearly see. And the same thing with the auditory. So an internal dialogue might have sounded confident and punchy with a rhythm and a good volume. And the other dialogue for the bad decision might sound a bit more whiny and slower, and the same with the feelings. How do the feelings differ when you think about a good decision and you think about a bad decision? So now we have elicited all the submodalities for a good decision and a bad decision. So we're now able to tell the difference between something that was a good decision and something that was a not so good decision. And what you can do right now is to be aware of what a good decision feels like, how you represent it internally as an image and as a series of sounds, so that when you think about making a decision in the future, you can see how closely the decision that you're thinking about making in the future matches your good decision. If the thing that you're deciding about, it matches the poor decision, an out-of-focus, blurry, fuzzy image, if it matches that style, then you know that probably it also will be a bad decision. So now we have a conscious mind template for what a good decision looks like and what a bad decision looks like. So when you're in the process of making a decision in the future about something that you're going to do, you can see the way that you represent the decision in your mind, and you can decide whether it matches the good decision, the way of thinking that you call good decision thinking, or if it matches the not so good decision. And so you have a conscious way of noticing the difference between decisions that are good and decisions that are not so good. And also, we can take a decision that you're thinking about making, something that you would like to decide and something that you would like to do, and put that, deliberately put that into the good decision category, and see how different that makes you act and feel towards that decision. So what I want you to do is to think about something that you are thinking about doing, a decision that you know that needs to be made. First of all, see how you're representing that decision. And is it closer to the good decision or is it closer to the bad decision? So, what happens now if you take the content of this new decision, so this can be anything that you're deciding, and you throw that content way off into the distance, and then you bring it back up and you put it so that the image is in the exact same place, same size, same shape, same clarity, same color, same movement, same everything as the visual image that was a good decision. And you make sure that the sounds and the internal dialogue are the same as the good decision, and you have a feeling, generate that feeling because you were making it anyway, in your body, that is the same as the good decision feeling. And when you think about this decision, when you've put it in the good decision category, when you've deliberately taken a moment and taken some time to make it so that the visual image, the auditory, and the kinesthetic are all identical to the way that you think when you were thinking about the thing that was a good decision, when you now think about the thing that you want to be a good decision, how different does that feel? Whatever is good is good. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, do something different. So if it works and it's better like this, keep it like this. If you find that actually it doesn't fit and it seems really weird and you put it back to the way it was and you realize that it fits into the category of poor decision better and feels more comfortable there, then maybe you know that this is probably something that you could focus your attention on something different and have a good decision about a different thing. And maybe this thing isn't a good decision. So now we have a way of telling the difference between good decisions and decisions that are not so good. And you can use this as a conscious decision-making process. And you can also use it in the way that I just talked about, in that you can take something that you want to be a good decision. Take something that you know it's a good idea for it to be a good decision, and put that thing into the category of good decision, and see how different that feels. Take a moment just to take inventory of your good decision and of your bad decision. You'll find it an eye-opening and interesting experience. Plus, it's a useful template for making decisions in the future. And at least one time, run through this idea of taking an idea and putting it into the good decision category. Again, to have an experience of what it's like to have done that. This is John Vincent. I hope you have fun with this.